मैसेज रेडियो नेपाल. आई एम सोनिका लामिछाने विद द न्यूज द हेडलाइन्स. फर्स्ट, टू पर्सन्स डाई अफ कोरोना भाइरस इन्फेक्सन इन बीरगंज एण्ड बाँके डिस्ट्रिक्ट. नेपालस इस्टर्न बोर्डर्स विथ इण्डिया सिल्ड अफ फर 72 आवर्स इन भ्यू अफ वेस्ट बेङ्गल इलेक्सन. एण्ड इण्डिया रेकर्ड्स ओभर 200,000 न्यू कोविड 19 केसेस इन द लास्ट 24 आवर्स. Now the news in detail. Two corona-related deaths have been reported in Birganj and Bake district. According to Narayani Hospital's COVID-19 coordinator, Dr. Saroj Roshan said, a 42-year-old woman of Chapkaya 2 in Birganj metropolitan city died of coronavirus infection this morning. Similarly, a 42-year-old man of Khajuraho municipality 2 died of the coronavirus infection yesterday. Two staff working at the National Investigation Department of Bagmati Province office in Hetauda died in a road accident last night. The district police office Bara informed the deceased had been identified as informer head constable Sasi Kantaja and assistant informer constable Sanu Kaji Chitrakar. The accident took place when the motorcycle they were riding met with an accident near Balganga Bridge at Piple in Bara district along the east-west highway. They were heading towards Nizgarh from Patlaya. Jha died on the spot while Chitrakar died while undergoing treatment at Narayan Hospital, Birganj. Nepal's eastern borders have been sealed off for 72 hours since 6 a.m. this morning in the run-up of West Bengal elections. Kakarvita and Bhadarpur borders have been sealed off in a view of the Lok Sabha elections to be held on 17th of April. Chief District Officer Shravan Kumar Timsina said that the borders have been sealed off from today at 6 a.m. to 17th of April 6 p.m. He said the mobility of people and transportation has been completely restricted during the period. Intensive care unit ICU along with the ventilator beds set up at a district hospital Dartula has not yet come into operation. The ICU has not come into operation in lack of capable human resources even after 5 months of the establishment of ICU. Deputy Speaker of Sudhir Pashchim Province Assembly Nirmala Badal had inaugurated the ICU service at the district hospital Dartula on December 10, 2020. Lab assistant at the hospital Deepa Bista said that the ICU set of 5 months ago has not yet come into operation in lack of human resources for the same. The folk festival Jud Sital is being celebrated in Mithilanchal today amid gaiety and fervor. This festival is considered special agricultural culture. This festival related to nature and health is marked as a New Year festival in Mithilanchal and as Sirua festival by the Tharu community. Since Mithilanchal region is mainly an agricultural region, most of the festivals celebrated there have the influence of the agriculture. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. India reported a record 200,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday as many hospitals treating coronavirus patients reported severe shortages of beds and oxygen supplies. The surge was the seventh record daily increase in the last 8 days and comes as India battles a massive second wave of infections that has its epicenter in the economically significant state of Maharashtra, home to Mumbai. The western state accounts up for about a quarter of the country's total cases. According to Health Ministry, India reported 200,000 COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours. Deaths stood at 1,038, taking the total to more than 173,000. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that she plans to visit Mexico and Guatemala soon as part of her plan to use diplomacy to slow migration to the U.S.-Mexican border. U.S. President Joe Biden, who has moved away from predecessor Donald Trump's hardline immigration approach, gave Harris the job of leading U.S. efforts with Mexico and Central America's Northern Triangle countries, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, to deter migrants from crossing into the United States. Harris spoke to reporters on Wednesday while participating in a virtual roundtable discussion with experts who offered recommendations on the region, focusing on the core causes of migration in the Northern Triangle. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and US President Joe Biden will highlight Tokyo's central role in Washington's strategy to counter the challenge of an increasingly assertive China at a summit on Friday. While that emphasis of Japan's key status will be welcome in Tokyo, where some politicians are pushing for a tougher stance towards Beijing, it also raises questions about how far Tokyo can go to meet demands on regional defense and human rights. An advisor to Suga said Reuters, this will be the precursor to a series of meetings among like-minded countries to send the right signal to Beijing. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. 2 persons die of coronavirus infection in Birganj and Bangke district, Nepal's eastern borders with India, sealed off for 72 hours in view of a West Bengal election, and India records over 200,000 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.